Grace.
I have a younger brother. I pick him up from school and look after him until my mum comes home. She has a new timetable and works until about 6:30 some days. I enjoy being with my brother. It's just for 2 or 3 hours. I make him some food and I help him with his homework. And now mum sees that I can be responsible and she gives me more freedom to do other things. It is hard work sometimes and I need to find time to do homework. Now I realise how hard my mum works. She does a lot for us and I want to do what I can to help her.
Louis.
As you can see, we have a dog and it needs lots of exercise. I take him for walks every evening. When my dad gets in, he's usually quite tired from work and my mum's usually busy doing work or doing other things. I'm an only child, so the dog is my responsibility. I see now that a dog is a big responsibility. It's not nice when it's cold or wet, but you still have to walk him. It was my idea to get a dog, so I take responsibility for it. You can't just enjoy the good things and leave the bad things for other people. And now my mum and dad see that I help out more at home and they have more confidence in me. They said I can have a pet snake if I want.
Jessica.
I visit my grandmother every day, just to say hello and to take her bread and milk. My grandmother lives very near to us, and I'm her only grandchild. Usually, my mum visits her in the afternoon for 10 to 15 minutes, but she's doing this course at the moment, and she's at the university most afternoons. It's made a difference to how I spend my free time, because it means that sometimes, after school, I can't hang out with my friends. But I enjoy it. My grandmother tells me funny stories, especially about my mum when she was a girl. And she also makes great cakes.